The second level of permission is called points. Points are a formalized, scalable approach to attracting and keeping the prospect's attention. Remember S&H green stamps? What a great idea. Every time you purchased a product at a participating store, you got some stamps. You licked them and put them into little booklets. Fill up enough booklets and you are eligible for a free gift. The department store used the stamps as a way of rewarding loyalty and building frequency. After all, just a few stamps were worthless, but if you came back again and again, they suddenly gained in value. Of course, the more alert retailer would use green stamps to modify consumer behavior, and specifically to reward consumers for paying attention. For example, it's not hard to imagine offering bonus green stamps to anyone who buys Donna Karan shoes today. Even if I wasn't about to buy a pair of shoes, I'm certainly likely to check them out if I'm collecting the points you're offering. The offer of a reward in exchange for my patronage, and by extension my attention, is powerful indeed. Think about how much more efficient this is than putting something on sale. Instead of having to give a huge discount, which is basically a cash payment, and gaining no long-term benefit, the merchant can give away just a few of the points and not only get attention today, but build a program that's even more likely to work tomorrow. The best marketing programs get better over time. They don't depend on novelty to burst through the clutter, nor do they build on a foundation that doesn't actually deliver value in the long run. Green stamps worked for decades because they were based on a solid principle and the concept was well executed. The more you collected green stamps, the more you collected green stamps. This is an essential tautology for any points program. They must be constructed in a way that earning ever more points is easier and more compelling. Points marketers love to give away rewards because it means that the program is working. Green stamps became a currency, and like all currencies, they acquired a particular value. Marketers got to decide exactly how much currency they were willing to spend for attention and ultimately for a sale. This is a critical component of a points system, and one of the reasons this level of permission is so exciting. It's almost impossible to quantify the cost and value of a TV campaign. Putting products on sale or paying your salespeople a spiff may indeed move more product, but it's essentially impossible to determine exactly how much currency you need to spend to get what you want. Points solve that problem. Points have a cost. In the case of green stamps, the cost is the amount you have to pay the centralized organization for every stamp you buy and then give to a consumer. And points have a result. Spend more points, get more results. And that changes this from a spin of the wheel to a predictable, testable science.